absolutely love this track by the Chemical Brothers there. I'm sure they wouldn't appreciate it if I was to say this, but the beginning there does remind me a bit of a countdown, time's running out, what to do. I feel I should fill my life with so many things to do, that kind of thing. You know, just for a change, you find me here on a Sunday afternoon debating, well, what to do, really. We've got a bit of a toss-up. It's quite an amazing toss-up indeed. We've got haircut or podcast. Now, if I could employ the unique skills of Harry Hill here, I'm sure on a Saturday night for light entertainment, he'd have the two fighting it out. You know, which one do I prefer more? Let's have a fight, or whatever he says. But the idea of some sort of a gigantic toupee fighting out with a digital noise recording entity on early evening Saturday night might seem a little bit odd, even to the man with the gigantic collar. And when I talk about there being a sort of countdown induced by this track I'm rudely talking over, I couldn't really forget the heyday of Countdown, the programme on Channel 4. When I say heyday, no offence to you know, the likes of Des Lynham or anyone like that, but really Richard Whiteley and Carol Vorderman, those were the days. Even with Giles Brandreth and those awful jumpers that he used to wear. I've just been sick in my mouth thinking about Giles Brandreth. But, you know, even with him on, it was still just, it was gold dust. And it was an very early evening, weekday, every weekday. Can you imagine that sort of quality going on these days? It's highly unlikely. Speaking of quality, of course, I'm always one to try and measure the quality of my own attempts at entertainment via these podcasts. And as we all know, I'm potentially my own worst critic, in fact, usually during the course of said podcasts. And once again, I think I've created another, well, piece of shit, really. And I'm kind of desperate for any guest podcasterers out there who are keen to join me. Please email me at chalkfarmcowboy@googlemail.com and I will surely get you on here.